It's the first Wednesday of the month, first day of the month, which means we have a guest from Snow College joining us. Happy to have Vance Larson joining us this morning. He's the chair of the Horn School of Music over at Snow College. Vance, from the sound of it, this is not your first rodeo on the radio. So
I've been here before.
Yeah, and you know what my favorite thing is about having, you know, music people or music, some of your students have come on in the past, you know how to use a microphone. You'd be stunned at how many people that don't know the proper angles and everything like that with a microphone. So we're happy to have you on today.
Well, I'm happy that you're happy.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, just to start off, why don't you give us a bit of an overview of an academic program, one of the few bachelor degrees that Snow College offers. I remember that being a really big deal when that first came to fruition.
Yeah, we've been at this for nearly 10 years with the bachelor's degree. we've been very successful. As you mentioned, it's one of two bachelor's degrees at the school, the other being in software engineering. Our program serves approximately 240 music majors, which is a fairly good-sized population of students at a school of our size. We're actually one of the larger four-year music programs in the state of Utah. And our degree is it's a Bachelor of Music with emphasis in commercial music. So our students get the traditional foundation in music. We ensure that they all become good musicians before they graduate, and then they also get a good foundation in business. Take a number of business courses, and courses in music technology, audio production, those kinds of things, and songwriting and arranging. So they've got a wide variety of skills that they can use to hopefully make a living when they graduate.
Oh, terrific. Lots of hands-on experience and performances to go along with that as well.
Yes, yes. We were fortunate in being able to, because this was a, you know, this was the first bachelor's degree at the college, we could build this from the ground up, and we could take a look at what a music degree ought to look like in the 21st century, as opposed to carrying a lot of tradition with us from the past, and so we've tried to make this as practical as we possibly can, make sure that the students get to apply the skills that they learn.
Oh, that's absolutely terrific. Maybe if you don't mind just talking a little bit about student placement, some of the successes that you guys have had within the program.
We've had we have a number of students that are working as freelance musicians. Most of these folks live along the Wasatch Front, and they perform all over in Utah, or Western United States, in fact, all over the world, as freelance musicians. We have a number of students that have been successful, gone on to graduate schools, really, really high quality graduate schools. A young man from Costa Rica, for example, who graduated a couple of years ago, who finished a master's degree at the Berklee College of Music's Valencia, Spain campus. He's back in Costa Rica now, teaching and performing. We've had students that have finished our degree and gone on to law school, and students that have gone from our degree into MBA programs. So our students have done a lot of different kinds of things, and the degree gives them the opportunity to, you know, again, a broad set of skills, so they can apply it in a lot of different ways as opportunities present themselves.
Oh, terrific. You've got a bunch of great events. That's one of the fun things about December, I'm sure. A lot of great events, a lot of great concerts going up starting today. There's the play going on as well.
I thought it would be a good idea for me to be here, since I was here, to also talk about our friends in the Department of Theater, mm-hmm. and the Department of Dance. And so today, December 1st through 4th, we've got the theater department's annual Christmas show. This year it's a tuna Christmas. Tuna is a fictional town in Texas, built reportedly the third smallest town in Texas, and this is about the small town Christmas celebration in Texas. A good comedy show, a good show for family. We hope you'll come out and support a tuna Christmas for the theater department. All these tickets are available through the box office at the Eccles Center, and you can go online. You just Google Eccles Center box office. It'll give you a link, and you can go online and find out how to get tickets.
Mm, terrific. Yeah, the fact that the name's a tuna Christmas, I think that explains everything you need to know. You're going to laugh during that
you
production.
You are going to laugh,
yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Coming up December 9th and 10th, you've got the Christmas Spectacular. What can you tell us about that?
Cache Valley Bank has been great supporters the last few years of our Christmas holiday spectacular. And on December 9th, we do a show for the Cache Valley Bank customers, and then on December 10th for the general public. And this year, the concert will feature the orchestra and choirs of the music program. And it's, you know, the name says it's spectacular. I promise it will be. A lot of combined choir and orchestra numbers, favorite numbers for Christmas, both from a secular and from a religious standpoint. Hope that you come out and support that. It's a really great way, a high quality way to get your holiday started.
Oh, absolutely terrific. You mentioned you wanted to plug the dance concert as well. That's also going to be going on December 10th, 7:30 p.m., and then they have a matinee on the 11th at 2 p.m.
So what we hope you'll do is that you choose to come to the dance concert either on the 10th or on the 11th. If you come to the Holiday Spectacular, you can still catch the dance concert the following day at 2 p.m. On Saturday the 11th. And this culminates the work of the dance program. Our two professors in the dance program will have their performing companies perform on those dates.
And then December 11th and 12th, the Messiah.
This is Messiah is a tradition that started 87 years ago here in San Pete County. Mm-hmm. I grew up across the street from Harry Dean, who was the only music faculty member at Snow College in 1934, and Harry was looking for a way to do something significant with very few resources and not a lot of students. So this is a town and gown production, features people from the community as well as students, and has continued annually since 1934. And that will be on December 11th and 12th at 7:30 in the Eccles Center Concert Hall.
Terrific. A lot going on. A lot going on at the college this month.
We have more ambition than common sense.
Organized chaos,
that's right?
That's right. We understand that down here at Mid-Utah Radio. Well, Vance, we really appreciate you hopping on with us. Any final thoughts before we send you on your way?
No, just an opportunity for everybody to get in the holiday spirit, come out and support these wonderful students and enjoy some great entertainment.
Well, Vance, happy holidays to you, and we appreciate you
Same
hopping
you.
On with us.
Yep.
That's Vance Larson. He is the chair of the Horn School of Music, joining us here on Table Talk today, talking all events coming up this December with Snow College's music, theater, and dance departments.